Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio here in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Sammet alongside Stephen Julian. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
You working over there?
No, just yes. I am working to make this the best show we possibly can.
You doing okay?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, you've been in like an ornery mood this morning.
Me?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to tell jokes, trying to break you out of
would
it.
Would you like to tell one of the great jokes you read off of Facebook? That wonderful social media platform.
I don't remember.
You don't remember any of them.
That's why I've got to read them all the time.
The blind guy walked into a bar, and then the table, and then the
and
chair.
A chair.
That's the one you told.
And why did the old man fall into the well?
Why?
Because he didn't see that well.
I was actually laughing on the inside where it counts.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's forget the shenanigans and get right to it. I guess we got two great guests today, and really excited to hear about their work. The first is Jeff Lale. He's with a company called Motorsports Worldwide Management Group, one of the cooler companies we probably ever had on the show.
Yes, but not to be outdone, we also have a cool doctor on the show.
Yes, a doctor that has a practice that really does it all. Dr. Michael Shulman with Revive Medical Center, and he'll be our guest as well. Do we want to take care of some business before we bring in the first guest, or go right to
Why don't we take care of some business? Absolutely, because we also have a very cool sponsor of this show.
We do.
It's like a cool show, except for you and me. So Ferritech is a wonderful sponsor of this show, and Ferritech has been in business for 25 years. They manufacture top-of-the-line toner supplies. They offer outstanding customer service. Ferritech offers a 100% guarantee on all Ferritech products, so you know they stand behind their quality. So if you need toner supplies, if you need to go to Ferritech.com, that's Ferratech.com, or call them at 770-582-1188.
All right. Without any further ado, let's bring in our first guest. Jeff Lale is, chief operate. Which one of these titles is yours? Are you chief executive officer or chief operations officer?
I'm the chief operations officer.
Okay. So Jeff makes things happen.
COO of the company, Motorsports Worldwide Management Group. Tell us about your company. It's very cool. What do you guys do?
Sure. So this company is pretty new in the United States. Basically, what we do is focus on young race car drivers and mentoring them and helping them go through the motorsports ladder into become a professional race car driver. So we will do this by making deals with different race teams, helping them with their social media, public relations. We will help them in.
When you say young race car drivers, what ages are we talking about? What's kind of the spectrum of ages that you guys work with?
So we work with kids that are around 14 years old, starting at 14 to about 18 years old. Okay. So they're typically transitioning from karting into race cars.
Okay.
Yes.
So you find the talented drivers and you kind of develop them. And take them to the next level.
Correct, yes. So we'll look at different karting organizations across the country, somewhat scout them, see who kind of is the more talented drivers, reach out to them, and hopefully have them as a client and then help their career progress.
So let's talk about the young driver that hasn't met you guys yet.
Sure.
What is their life like trying to make it in motorsports? And in telling that, I'm assuming there's going to be this huge gap that you guys can help fill to help them in their career.
Sure. So going from karting to cars, it's a whole new world. It's almost like graduating from high school to college. So you have tons and tons of different race series. In the United States alone, there are roughly 7 to 8 race series that a kid from karting could go into. And if you look at the world, I mean, there's 20 to 30 series. So it's very overwhelming in kind of figuring out where they want to go, what's going to maximize their exposure, and what's going to be a competitive series, and also the money aspect as well. So you kind of take all those factors and really look to see what is best for these kids. And so someone that goes from karting to cars that doesn't work with us, they're going to get very overwhelmed and frustrated, and they're going to waste some money. So, you know, for us, racing is a very expensive sport. It's the only sport that I know of where money outshines talent. So, you know, you can write a check and have a seat where somebody who is very talented, who maybe doesn't have that money to get that ride, is now sitting on the sideline. So that's, you know, one thing that we can help as well, is really help in kind of promoting that driver and you know, trying to get the price down to something maybe more manageable for them to get into.
So you guys definitely go out and look for the drivers. You also are also kind of working with the teams.
Correct.
That are seeding these drivers, correct?
Sure. Well, you know, we represent the client. So, you know, with the team, we are going to be pretty much at bat for our driver. And we're going to make sure that that team is giving our driver the best car, the best prep level. And that's one thing that we can really do is, you know, really look at the team. And with our experience and our background, we can look and see if this team is actually doing things properly and correctly, whether they're prepping the car at the track or if they're prepping the car at their shop and then coming to the track with a well-prepped car. So there are some things that we can look at to make sure that our driver is going to be as competitive as possible.
And Jeff, for these drivers that you work with, do they pay your company a fee? Do you get a percentage of their winnings? How does your company make its revenue?
Sure. So, yes. So initially what we do is we have a one-year contract with the driver. And that's one way just for us to get a feel for the driver itself, for them to get a feel for us. And, you know, just to make sure that we're not wasting their time and they're not wasting ours. If we feel that we want to progress with this driver, then we will then go with a 3-4 year contract, depending on kind of what we feel and the age of that driver itself. So to answer your question, it's they pay us an annual fee. And then typically in the 3-year contract, because they will start getting, hopefully, into a series where they're getting paid,
right?
You know, and our job is obviously to get them there. So we will take a little bit of, you know, a commission based off of either their winnings or their salary from that drive.
But what they're also getting from you guys is some experience. Talk about the partner here and the CEO, I guess, and
yes,
his experience and,
sure,
and your background as well, because this is a new company, but you guys bring some experience to the table.
Correct. Yes. So it is a very new company. We started actually in February of this year. My background, I've been working in motorsports since I've been right out of college, worked in different club type racetracks. So think of like a country club, like the TPC Sugarloaf. Mm-hmm. So it's very similar to that, where instead of your golf clubs, you have a, you know, 500 horsepower car and you're driving around racetracks. So I've worked in that aspect. Also worked for a racing school that is based here in Braselton, Georgia. I worked there for 5 years, worked in the race series there, managed that race series, then moved into kind of different roles with scheduling manager and director of operations, et cetera. So, you know, for me, really kind of why I think this business will work is when I was working at Skip Barber for the race series, I saw a lot of kids just like this who coming out of karting, running this series, and then after Skip Barber, it's, you know, I have no idea what I want to do, where I want to go. So I saw a lot of very talented drivers just go by the wayside. For my partner, Steve Jenner, he's been in motorsports for, you know, about 40 years or so. He's worked in Formula One as a mechanic. He's worked in IMSA as a fabricator, technician. He has a very keen understanding of kind of how a team operates. And so that's, you know, with my experience, background with working in the race series, and with Steve's background kind of working as a mechanic or, you know, on the other side of the pit wall, we can really have a good dynamic on seeing it, if this team, if this series is good for our driver.
If I'm going to go back to the young driver, 14, 15 years old, he's come out of karting, he or she has come out of karting. If they don't sign with you, mm-hmm. is it just they are doing it on their own? Are there any other options that they have out there?
Well,
in that, I'm kind of saying, is there any kind of competition? Sure. And they're not necessarily doing it like you guys do it?
Right. Well, I would say the company that we have, there are a few companies like that over in Europe.
Okay.
Because karting over there is huge. And, okay. and obviously road racing is the mecca. So there are what we found, 3 or 4 companies that do something very similar to us. Now in the States, we're pioneers. We're doing this. We're the only ones that we know of that we've done our research.
And part of this is also to fill the racing circuits with better talent, because without a company like yours, like you said, a lot of talent goes unnoticed because right. they don't have the money.
Right.
So it goes to, okay, so that might explain, and I think, I don't know a lot about racing, but it seems like there's a lot of lineage. Like, you know, a lot of it, the main drivers, you see a lot of drivers that are second generation, mm-hmm. third generation, exactly. that kind of stuff. And that kind of speaks to, there's not necessarily a lot of talent, people noticing talent out there,
right.
and helping them along. So apart from drivers, mm-hmm. who else are you guys trying to get in front of? Who else is it different sponsors that you guys are trying to start relationships with?
Yes, of course. You know, I actually just closed a deal with a company up in Indianapolis called Racecraft One. And they're a simulator training program. So as we stated, motorsports is very expensive. Renting a racetrack could be between $5,000 to $15,000 a day. So for someone to get seat time to practice is extremely expensive. I mean, you can, you know, go and shoot hoops in your backyard or whatnot, and that's pretty much free. In order to experience racing and learn the race craft, it takes a lot of money. So
you can't just get on 285 and just, you know,
do the loop. Yeah, no.
Costs money in the tickets you get.
Yeah. That's true. So basically, you know, we want to help progress our drivers as quickly as possible through the racing ladder, because obviously their goal is to become a paid race car driver. So being in the junior level where you have to pay to race, you want to kind of expedite that as soon as possible. So working with companies like Racecraft One, where our drivers can get all the training, all the ability, all the experiences that they will get on the racetrack, they can get sitting essentially playing a video game. So we're working with them. We're looking at other sponsors, you know, whether sponsors in kind of the Atlanta area or nationwide, to help fund some of our drivers in getting a series. Now, one thing, you know, we're not a sponsorship company. So, you know, we're not going to give you, you know, the $300,000 you need, but we like to have a portfolio where if a driver is looking for a series that, you know, let's say is $200,000 and it's in, you know, the series itself is in the continental United States, and someone wants to maybe pay a portion of that to us, and then we can give that to the driver, and then their company will be represented on the car.
I would imagine also you guys can help these new drivers with introductions as well. It might not sure. be necessarily like you said, you have a portfolio, but also, hey, come with us to this event. You might be able to meet some people,
right.
help them set up how to do some sponsorship deals for themselves, potentially, I guess.
Yeah, sure. And with teams as well, you know, with Steve Jenner's background in Formula One, he has a lot of contacts over in Europe. And that's one thing that, you know, racing is very broad. It, you know, you can go, not, you don't have to be just in the United States. You know, we'll take drivers to Europe. We'll take drivers to Asia, actually, as well. And so we're able to really get that driver exposed fully throughout the world. So whether, you know, someone in the UK or in Europe is looking at this driver and says, wow, you know, I really want him to be in my series, or, you know, run my car. Well, you know, that's the flexibility that we have, and we have the contacts to bring them over there. We also can, you know, talk to different manufacturers, or, you know, with Formula One, where Renault, Red Bull, Force India, we have connections with those Formula One teams where we can help kind of bring that driver to the limelight and maybe be able to talk to those particular manufacturers.
We're talking with Jeff Lail. He's with the Motorsports Worldwide Management Group here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Really cool organization. And I guess if you want to compare it to some other similar professions, maybe like an agent for a singer or performer, or maybe for a ball player, you're really kind of helping them, guide them through to get to be successful.
Exactly. Yeah. That's our main goal. Is to make sure our drivers are as successful as possible.
You talked about some talented drivers you saw when you were at the Skip Barber School.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a little technical, I guess, here, but when it comes to race car drivers, what is it that you're looking for? You guys have the expertise. Sure. I would just see a guy go, oh, he looks like he's going really fast, and I wouldn't know what I'm looking for.
Sure.
What do you see that stands and goes, okay, that's a really good driver, as opposed to maybe Steven or myself getting in a car and doing a couple laps at Road Atlanta or something, and you're going, no.
Right. Well, you know, the first thing is passion. We want to make sure the kid is very passionate about racing. You know, it's a sport where you have to live and breathe in order to be successful. So the passion is huge. Also, looking at their feedback or how they take feedback. So if they have a coach and they say, okay, you know, in turn one, you need a trail break a little bit more. You need to, you know, coast through whatever it may be. And they being able to apply that right off the bat, that really shows that driver has a keen understanding of the car, of the track, and just how all the dynamics of how everything works. So that's something that we look at. I mean, results are obviously very important to look at, but, you know, sometimes results kind of hide talent because you can pay to have horsepower. Whereas, you know, someone that's very talented with a car that maybe not as adequate doing just as well, you know, could be a top five, but they could be a better driver than that person that finished first. So there's a lot of things to look at other than just kind of results.
Pay to have horsepower, money in the seat. You've got some good phrases. I like this. One question we like to ask here on Gwinnett Business Radio, and I think it absolutely applies to your company. What are the goals for the next year, 3 years, 5 years? You know, if things go according to plan,
sure.
What is Motorsports Worldwide Management Group going to look like, and what are you going to be doing differently then later that you're not able to do now? Maybe.
Sure. Well, you know, we hope to have about 10 drivers. We feel 10 drivers is the most that we'll be able to handle, giving them the time they need and kind of the focus that they need from us. So, you know, and you know, we what we would like to do is probably bring about 3 drivers on per year. So we kind of slowly build it. You don't want to have all your drivers in one level because that, you know, they're all now going to be competing against themselves. We're going to be competing against seats and prices, et cetera. So kind of stagger it. You know, we hope to have a decent portfolio where we can help our drivers get to that level that they want to be. And yeah, just have a good international exposure really is kind of what our goal is.
Is there a graduation for these drivers? Is there a definite end point where you guys go, well, if they make it to Formula One, then they're pretty much going to graduate from us. Is there that? Or is the goal also, no, as the ones who make it, we're hoping that because we were there first and we've walked them all the way through, they wouldn't want to talk to anybody else.
Sure. Yeah. That's definitely our hope. I mean, yeah. And you know, with all the professional drivers you have with NASCAR, Formula One, sports cars, they all have agents and driver managers. So just because they make it to the pinnacle doesn't mean that they don't need us. They probably will need us more. Mm-hmm. So in just managing contracts and extensions, et cetera. So really we're kind of getting them young to then give them the brand loyalty as they progress and actually, you know, become a professional driver.
All right, Jeff, for those that, you know, are listening and maybe, you know, this podcast is sent to somebody. It's like, this guy's a great driver and they want to find out more. Where can they get more information?
Sure. Well, you can go onto our website. It's www.motorsportsworldwidemanagementgroup.com. Also, my email address is jeff@motorsportsworldwide.com.
And not only drivers, Mike, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, we always say amplify the voice of business, right? And I'm thinking there's probably certain businesses out there that are looking for a very unique way of marketing their company, of getting advertising. And, you know, if you're looking to get into the space of motorsports, even if they can't work with you directly, with their experience and where they're positioned, maybe they need to reach out to them and maybe they'll become a sponsor of a driver, or Jeff can introduce you to the right person.
Yep. Well, Jeff, thank you very much for coming in. Really cool stuff here. A very smart man once told me, if you're not first, you're last. Not sure where I heard that, but...
I was thinking that there's Rubbin, and Rubbin is racing, son. Every good racing movie quote went through everybody's mind.
So, I mean, you find that one diamond in the rough, that one guy, and the company will just take off from there. You got to find that first one.
Exactly. Yeah, we're talking to a few people right now. We're talking to one person in New York, two people in Chicago, and one person in Athens. So things are progressing pretty nicely.
The number of speeding tickets I've gotten in the past year, you might want to talk to me. Just saying. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jeff Lale with Motorsports Worldwide Management Group here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Well, Mike, you act 14, so they could definitely
look
for you. All right, before we get to our next guest, I just want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio is being broadcast from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Hotel. Subaru of Gwinnett is a wonderful studio sponsor for us, and we love Subaru of Gwinnett, and love is what makes a Subaru. Our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
All right. Well done, Stephen. Our next guest here on the program from Revive Medical Center is Dr. Michael Schulman. We'll call you Dr. Mike and make it easy on us. Welcome to the program. Tell us about your practice. What do you guys do?
Well, thank you, Mike. I'm so happy to be here. I'm very excited. So I run a multidiscipline medical office. So we have medical doctors, chiropractors, nurse practitioners. We do everything from weight loss, stem cell therapy, chiropractic, auto accidents. You name it, we pretty much do everything there.
How long you guys have been in business? Brand new company, right? Or brand new practice?
That's right. So I've been in practice
you've been in practice for a while, though.
Yeah, I've been in practice for almost 10 years now. And I was in Lawrenceville for that long. So I recently branched out and opened up my own clinic right down the road in Lawrenceville, and we've been open for about 2 months now.
And you've got some experts in different fields. You mentioned quite a few right there. So again, hit some of those things that you guys work with.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I do personally is I'm the chiropractor. So we treat neck pain, back pain, every joint pain in the body. We also focus on a lot of weight loss, which is another thing that I focus on. But what I'm really excited about is our stem cell therapy, which I am completely educated on as far as how to do it, where it comes from. But I actually hire the medical doctors and surgeons to actually perform all the therapies in my office.
Talk about what that is. Some people, we hear about it in the news. A lot of folks don't understand what stem cell therapy is. What is that?
It's one of the most exciting therapies I have. And if you don't hear, if you haven't heard about it now, you're going to hear about it in about a year from now. So pretty much stem cells are called the master cell because when we are born, we're born from one cell, right? So that one cell becomes multiple cells and divides and divides, and they're blank. They don't do anything yet. The DNA in your body tells it what to do. It becomes your hair, becomes your brain, your skin. So we're all formed from stem cells. So stem cells have the amazing ability to grow new tissues as well. And we're just learning about all the possibilities. So pretty much what happens is a patient will come in with arthritis in a knee or torn meniscus. And we could take the stem cells, inject it into the knee, and it will actually regrow new tissues, new meniscus, new cartilage, like it's a brand new knee.
Do the stem cells come from another part of the body?
Yes. So there's many different types of stem cells. So the first one is adult stem cell, which is the most popular. But that doesn't mean it's the best because it also has to do with the age. So if you came to me and you wanted the adult stem cells, we would actually make a hole in your hip, extract your bone marrow, and then spin it down in a special machine extracting the stem cells. Well, based on your age, you may not have high quality stem cells or just not enough stem cells, but we'll inject that into the joint and it will work pretty well. Or we could get it from the best source, which is actually newborn babies. Now, we don't actually get it from the baby, so you don't have to worry about any of that. We actually get it from the placenta or the umbilical cords, which actually has the highest amount of stem cells. And it goes through rigorous testing. The mother donates everything. It has to be a full-term baby. The mother's tested. The baby's tested. It goes through every FDA regulation to make sure it's completely safe to actually transport it into another patient or transplant it. So that's where we typically get it. So if you have a knee problem, I'll simply call it in and they'll send it to me on dry ice. We are guaranteeing 10 million stem cells into your body, wherever you need it, your disc in your neck and your joints in your knees, your shoulders, your hips, wherever you have injury that surgery would typically be indicated, this would prevent you from having surgery.
And you're saying you get these stem cells from like the placenta and things like that, that typically would be disposed of anyway.
Yeah, they throw it away.
You said, and you started the interview by saying that if we haven't heard about it, we're going to start hearing about it in a year. Are you guys on the cutting edge of this? Is this something that has just really started to come into the, to be available?
Right. Well, I can tell you, I was probably one of the first doing it with the amniotic tissue in the Atlanta area, even though the adult stem cell has been around for a while. But we're seeing a lot better results with the actual amniotic or stem cell, the umbilical cords.
And I know this is a very brief interview, but it almost sounds like you're kind of saying, hey, whatever your issue is, if you have joints and aches and pains, I mean, this is almost like a, I don't want to say universal because that might be too big of a word, but it deals with a lot of issues.
Almost every joint and tissue damage in the body, it could grow almost anything. And the research is showing all kinds of new therapies it's working on.
Wow.
We're talking with Dr. Mike with Revive Medical Center. One of your other areas of expertise for you personally is weight loss, you talked about.
Absolutely.
A lot of choices out there when it comes to weight loss, a lot of medical practices that say they do that. What makes you guys different?
Well, we offer medical weight loss with HCG, which is human chorionic gonadotropin, which is found in pretty much everybody. So what the HCG actually does is it actually tricks your body to leaving the muscle alone and actually targeting the fat cells. So you'll lose it a lot quicker. So on average, my patient will lose anywhere from a half a pound to a pound per day. So on average, about 30 pounds in 30 days. The other thing that makes us different is we're not like a traditional medical weight loss center because they'll just give you B12 injections, maybe some appetite suppressants and a diet plan. We go beyond that with the HCG. And then we go a step further with hormone testing. So I'll tell my patients there's always two reasons why you won't keep the weight off or lose the weight. The first one, it's you. You just don't follow my recommendations. Or it's your hormones that are just not functioning properly. So I'll go above beyond, check thyroid disorders, way beyond what a medical doctor will check. I'll check your adrenal glands, cortisol levels. I'll see if you have any kind of food sensitivities to make sure we're giving you the right foods, digestive disorders, heavy metal toxins, and all that has a factor in if you're going to lose weight or if you're going to keep it off.
Is there a physical plan where there's a workout involved or are you injecting something or what is this? What does this look like?
So there are no workouts on my plan. So it's a simple injection that you would do every morning and then you follow my meal plan. There is some light cardio that you could be doing, but we recommend no exercise for the first month because it's a lower calorie diet, anywhere between 500 to 800 calories. It seems like a little bit, but it's really a lot of food, believe it or not. And as long as you time it throughout the day properly. And then we'll do a series of testing to make sure you don't have any of these hormone problems. And we monitor you once a week, every other week to see how well you're doing. And I'm coaching you through the way to make sure it's working for you. So everybody's a little different.
Health insurance is a huge topic right now. And depending on when people are listening, it probably still will be years from now, right? What of your services are covered by insurance and what are not, I guess, would be a good question.
So that's an awesome question because that's what everybody asks.
Right.
What's covered, what's not
covered?
First
thing they do when they walk in the door.
So the first thing about insurance companies, they're going to cover you if you're sick, if there's some medical condition that's causing you not to live anymore, right? So a lot of the things I do, such as the stem cell therapy or the weight loss, that's not always going to be covered by your insurance. Now, I do have allergy testing, like seasonal allergy testing that's covered. I do have Botox for migraines. So if you're suffering with migraines, Botox has been known as the only FDA approved to prevent migraines for up to 6 months, and insurance is covering that. They still are covering some of your traditional medical treatments. That's about it in my office.
So then I think the follow-up question to that is, and you don't, I mean, it's hard for you to give, okay, this costs this, this costs this, this costs this. So if a lot of what you are doing is kind of preventative or improving your health, really it becomes a question of you're very willing to work with people on whatever budget you can help them with because you guys are there to help people who are not sick, but help them feel even better and improve their health, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do all types of payment plans, care credit. We do in-house financing. So yes, we make it very affordable for everybody.
Because I think in the world we currently live in, and I don't know what it's going to look like as insurance continues to be this hot topic, but I think some people make the mistake of, oh, you don't cover it in insurance and I'm not going to come in.
Right.
No. If this is something you want and something that would help you, you think would help you and getting your opinion on it, I mean, then work out a way to pay it, because a lot of times it's a lot less than what their stuff being covered under insurance, quote unquote, costs.
Absolutely. If you just wait too long, eventually you'll need that surgery or, you know, you won't be able to be helped as easily as you can now. So if this is something you want, we'll make it happen.
I think you might have gotten some people's attention, Dr. Mike, when you mentioned migraines. I have a lot of friends that suffer from migraines.
Yes.
You mentioned Botox is one way to actually, would it be injected? Would it be taken orally? I mean,
It's Botox, just like a traditional Botox for wrinkles. We'll do it in the face and in the back of the head. It takes about 15 minutes. There's literally no pain, and you go right back to work after, and it could last 6 months, and it will actually prevent migraines for up to 6 months. So that means no more medication. And it's one of the biggest things. You'll even see it on the commercials nowadays for the migraines.
All right. So we've talked about migraines. We've talked about weight loss. We've talked about
stem cells,
you know, joints and it. And then at the very beginning, you went through a whole list. So I'm going to slow it down and I'm going to say, so those are the things we've kind of concentrated on. So what are some of the other key areas that you see that our listeners need to take out a pen and write down, other than what we've covered, because I'm sure they've written those things down. So what are some of the other things that you guys can help with that you want to make sure and focus on real quick here before we wrap up?
Well, we definitely treat auto accidents as well as work injuries, workman comp injuries. So Gwinnett is one of the largest areas where there are car accidents. So if you have been involved in a car accident, you may not feel the pain right away. It could take up to 2 weeks before you even notice anything. Go see a doctor. Go see someone who's specialized in auto accidents, not just a regular doctor who doesn't do auto accidents, because there is a process. And I always recommend getting an attorney, because if you don't know the laws, well, guess what? The insurance companies do, and they'll try to take advantage of you. So I work with all the best attorneys in Atlanta, and we'll make sure we'll find one for you if you don't know who to choose. But it's one of the things I highly recommend, and see a doctor who's specifically trained in it.
Then you also mentioned hair loss, weak bladder,
yep,
male enhancement. And you've got experts on staff for all of this stuff.
Yes, that's typically with that platelet-rich plasma therapy, which has probably been known in the sports world for a while. And it's traditionally been used for joint pain, muscle disorders. But now it's moving into a more of aesthetic world, where if you've having thinning hair, we could actually inject it into the hair. And then we use a special device called a microneedling device to actually get it really into those roots of the hair to actually help thicken the hair. We actually use it for the face, kind of like Kim Kardashian has been all over Twitter talking about, where you could actually put the platelet-rich plasma right into your face. Will actually tighten up the skin, just like a Botox kind of treatment. And it's all natural because it's using your own blood for this treatment.
So Kim Kardashian said, go see Dr. Mike at Revive Medical Center? Wow. Man, I'm impressed.
I did not say that.
Okay, I did.
Where are you guys located?
We're right off of Old Norcross Road in Lawrenceville, right by the Gwinnett Daily Post.
Okay. And so anybody, how do you find most of your patients? Or how do they find you, I guess?
Mostly Facebook or just organic searching on the internet. If you put in chiropractor, weight loss, and then we're about to rebrand our entire company. So you'll be able to find us under revivemedicalcenter.com. But right now we're under the apexintegratedmedical.com, and you'll be able to find us from there. Or just go to Facebook and go under Revive Medical Center or Dr. Michael Shulman. You'll definitely be able to find me.
I guess I would recommend, Stephen, if you're interested in any of this, whether it be weight loss, hair replacement, some of the other things that Dr. Mike talked about, to, you know, go do your research and then have a conversation with Dr. Mike and some of the folks on his staff.
Yes.
That'd be a good place to start.
I know. Yes. Why are you looking so directly at me when you mentioned weight loss and hair loss?
I'm just talking to you, Stephen.
Yeah.
Just talking to
you. Okay. Yes. We're doing a wrap up. It's my self-conscious. You're not first, you're last.
Okay?
I'm being self-conscious about it. I apologize. Yeah.
Go ahead and give the website again.
It's going to be apexintegratedmedical.com.
As of today, we'll do the show for now.
Or you can find me on Facebook at Revive Medical Center.
And Is it okay? I mean, is there a phone number for the center? We give that out. Yeah.
We need that. 770-545-8888.
Dr. Michael Shulman with Revive Medical Center. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right. Did you get the phone number, Stephen?
I did. I wrote it down.
You wrote
it down. Absolutely.
Yes. You guys be checking it all
yes.
out. All right. I want to thank Dr. Michael Shulman with Revive Medical Center for joining us here on the show. Also, Jeff Lail with Motorsports Worldwide Management Group. Just think, you could drive, you could have a full, we could have a full head of hair, drive our car really fast, the wind blowing through our hair. How cool would that be?
You know, I'm sorry, but every time I get out of the shower, I just enjoy that I just towel off and go. Sorry.
There are some benefits,
about
10, right?
There's definitely benefits.
Absolutely.
If you don't think bald is beautiful, then you definitely, or if you have any kind of joint pain or any of the other things he talked about, you definitely can go talk to Dr. Mike.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you to our guests. Thank you to our listeners. Thanks to Trey, of course, for producing the program. A reminder, you can listen to this show anytime, 24/7, by going to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can listen to any of our shows for all our episodes. We've been doing this now, what, 4.5 years? It's a lot of shows.
It's a lot of shows.
It's a lot of shows and a lot of put downs for each of us.
That's
just
right.
Going back at each other.
That there's rubbing, son.
Yeah.
And rubbing is
first
racing.
And last. All right. And as always, as we just say goodbyes, Trey wants to remind you that
to be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!